You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
The best credit card bonuses for this month, how you can get some huge value out of the new Marriott card offers, and a coveted 30% transfer bonus has returned. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for August 8th, 2026. If you're looking to make most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings from Canada's original and leading points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and like always, we're going to kick things off with credit cards. And I will give you a little bit of a warning. It is quite Amex and Marriott heavy this week, but no matter what, still a lot of good news and a lot of good offers to discuss. But what we're going to start it off with is a look at something we haven't done for a little while in our videos, and that is a look at some of the top welcome bonus offers for the month. Now, this is something we have covered in previous videos because these are things that come out every month on the Rewards Canada website, but haven't covered them here on YouTube since, oh gosh, probably March, February, something like that. So it's been a while. So this week we will cover the best offers for August. Now, I am only going to do the travel and cash back offerings. I won't do small business. And I'm only going to cover the top three cards from each. In their posts, we do cover the top 10. So if you want to see the top 10 cards for each of these categories in terms of welcome bonus value, check out the links in the description below and you can see all the card offerings there. And as I've stressed before in our videos and in the blog post, these valuations of welcome bonus offers are strictly the welcome bonus points, miles, whatever currency it is. The value of those with our valuations for probably in most of these cards for their most popular redemption options, because some cards may have better value by converting to airlines, hotels, things like that. But we're looking at the primary redemption avenues for these cards for their value. And then we take that value of the points and subtract the annual fee or annual fees, because sometimes these offers require you to hold on the card into the second year and you have to pay the annual fee a second time. So that's where these valuations come into place. We don't take into account any benefits, any travel credits, anything that may or may not be used by a cardholder. Now, most people, when they do get a new credit card, they will get the entire welcome bonus. At least I hope you guys can do that. That's the whole point of them. Now, sometimes, like I said in our past videos, with those big Amex bonuses that require some huge spend, that welcome offer was still decent, even if you didn't reach that full spending for the last little bit of bonus. But in most cases, you are going for the whole bonus. So that is why we look at the whole bonus, subtracting the annual fees. So let's take a look at the top three travel rewards credit card welcome bonuses for August. And like I said, this video is gonna be very Marriott and Amex heavy. And because of those new Marriott bonuses that came out last week, I'll link to the video right here where you can get more details on these welcome bonus offers. I'm not gonna go into huge detail. I'm just looking at the value. But the number one travel rewards credit card welcome bonus for August is the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card. So this card is offering up to 110,000 Marriott Bonvoy points when you get the card. And my valuation puts those 110,000 points at a value of $1,100 because I value Marriott Bonvoy points at 1 cent a piece. Now, you do have to have the card for 2 years to get the entire bonus. So you're gonna have to subtract 2 years of annual fees. It's $120 per year, so you have to subtract $240 from that $1,100 to get our baseline value of $860 from the welcome bonus. And that is the best welcome bonus for this month. The number two card is the BMO VI Porter World Elite MasterCard. This one has been in the top five list pretty much since it was released because it does have a really good bonus. Now, it does have a big spend component. I'm not going to go into details here because we're not really discussing that. So those 70,000 VI Porter points are worth at least $1,050 because we value VI Porter points at 1.5 cents each. Now, you do have to pay the annual fee in the second year of $199 to get the entire bonus. So you're looking at $851 in value. So pretty close to the Marriott bonus. And like I said, I'm looking at some of these as minimum amounts because that Marriott bonus can go up even more, which I'm going to talk about later on in this video. And then the last card in the top travel credit card welcome bonus offers for August. Well, it's not the last. It's the card that's in third place. There's a lot more cards below this, is the RBC British Airways Visa Infinite card. So this card's been on the list for ages too. It just sits there with its bonus because it is a decent bonus. You can earn up to 60,000 Avios, and with our valuation of 1.5 cents per Avios, you can get $900 in value But you do have to pay the annual fee right away with this card, or like in your first year. And that annual fee is $165. So you end up with $735 as your baseline value from the welcome bonus. So those are your three most valuable welcome bonus offers in terms of travel rewards in Canada for the month of August. Now we'll look at the best cashback rewards offers for the month of August. And I say cashback rewards, not cashback cards, even though I call it cards on the website, because there are travel cards that have cashback components. And in fact, two of the top three are travel cards in this cashback section. That is one of the unique things that Rewards Canada does. I think there aren't very many other resources out there that actually consider travel cards in cashback. I can name a couple, you know, off the top of my head, but most of them tend to keep cashback cards split from travel. That line in the sand was blown away by the wind many, many years ago when these travel cards started adding statement credit and cashback options. So the number one cashback card option for August is a travel card, and it is the TD First Class Travel Visa Infinite Card. Yeah, so it's a travel card. Its bonus of 146,000 points and no annual fee in the first year means you can redeem those points for statement credits worth $365. And so that is the top cashback rewards welcome bonus in Canada for the month of August. The card that takes second place in cashback rewards is also considered a travel rewards card, and that is the American Express Gold Rewards card. So its welcome bonus is up to 60,000 points, which is equal to a $600 statement credit, but you do have to pay the annual fee, which is $250. So its cashback rewards value is $350. And remember, I'm not taking into account travel credits. This card does have a travel credit, but I don't take that into account here because we're just looking at the baseline value of the welcome bonus. So you're looking at $350 in cashback rewards with the American Express Gold Rewards card. And rounding out the top three is the TD Cashback Visa Infinite card. Its cashback welcome bonus offers up to $350 cash back. And what that is 10% cash back awarded on $3,500 of spending in specific categories. So those categories are gas, groceries, and pre-authorized payments. So those are typically the accelerated categories for that card. So they're giving you 10%. So that's a $350 value. So there you go. That's a look at the top three travel rewards and top three cashback rewards credit card welcome bonus offers for August. And now let's look at how you can get amazing value from that number one travel rewards card welcome bonus for August with the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card. Now this is also touching upon the business version of the card, which does come in fourth spot in terms of business card offers. So as you know, as I discussed last week in last week's video, the cards came out with new welcome bonus offers available until September 22nd of 110,000 Bonvoy points. So up to 110,000. You get like 80,000 when you meet the minimum spending requirement, which is I believe was 6,000 on the consumer card and 10,000 on the business card in the first 6 months. And then you get an additional 30,000 when you make a purchase in month 15. So you have to hold on to the card for the second year. But as I've talked in so many videos about this Marriott Bonvoy card, this is a keeper card. You hold on to it. So no worries. Just make that purchase of $1 in month 15. You get the entire bonus. So what I do each time these big bonuses come around, actually when there's other bonuses to the lower ones, I talk about the value in this card because I don't think a lot of Canadians understand or realize the value that can be pulled out of Marriott Bonvoy. I know there's a lot of times there's negative discussion about their devaluations and dynamic pricing and that, but no matter what, there is still a ton of value in this program. It just depends where you stay, when you stay, what hotels you redeem for. You know, with over 10,000 locations worldwide, over 300 in Canada, there are a lot of good options where this program provides a ton of value. And I'm just gonna give you a few examples here to show you how this welcome bonus from either the consumer or business card just provides, yeah, like I said, amazing value. And this is just the value from the welcome bonus. It's not even going into the benefits on the cards. I will talk about the free night award that comes. I'll end out this section with that. But you know, you get like your 15 night credits towards status. You got the good earn rates and all that stuff. Again, you know, if we take the values that I'm going to discuss here and multiply those by the earn rates on these cards, these are some of the best cards for earning on your everyday spending as well. So let's take a look at some of those examples of how you can get some huge value out of the welcome bonuses and I guess earn rates from these credit cards. So the first example we're going to look at is a stay at the Calgary Airport Marriott in Terminal Hotel. Here's a one night stay in November. You know, it's $460 all in with taxes and fees. And I'm going to put a little asterisk beside that you need to make sure you're comparing the right price for a hotel night to the points requirement. So a lot of times people are like, oh, you know, this hotel is only $400, but that may be the non-cancelable prepaid rate that you can't refund or anything like that. You're stuck with that one. Points awards nights don't really work like that. Typically, they have the best cancellation policy. So to compare it properly, you want to compare it to typically the member flexible rate, like the best rate that a member can get that's flexible. They'll have the same cancellation policy, maybe 24, 48, 72 hours beforehand. So that's what you want to compare it to. And that's what I'm using the values here. I'm not taking the cheapest prepaid non-refundable rate. I'm taking the most comparable rate to what a free night award would be offering. So here in Calgary at this airport hotel, it's $460 for a single night in November. And you can redeem 32,000 points for that same reward night. So that works out to 1.44 cents per point in value. As I was discussing with the valuations in terms of the welcome bonus offers earlier in that previous section on the top travel offers, I said I valued Marriott at 1 cent per point. So here you're getting 1.44, you're getting 44% more than what I value them at a minimum. That's why I always say minimum, because there's so many good redemptions here. Now, of course, you can redeem below 1 cent. That's all these dynamic programs, it goes either way. So you just have to find those right redemptions where you can get the good value out of them. So this 1.44 cents, if you were to redeem for this hotel night, and then if we stretch that and assume that you can get 1.44 for all 110,000 points, you're looking at an amazing $1,581 in value from the welcome bonus. Now, I'm not subtracting the annual fees here. I'm just looking at the straight value of the points. Because again, now you have to take into things and take out like the other benefits and things like that. There's so many ways you can go and, you know, move numbers, manipulate numbers, talk about things like that. So in this regard, I'm just looking at what the points, what they can get you in value. If you want to subtract annual fees, go ahead, do so. I'm not doing that right here, just to show you the overall value of the points. So $1,581 for 110,000 points if you're redeeming at 1.44 cents. How about we go a little higher than that? Let's look at the St. Regis in Venice. So this is a super expensive hotel, but it's right in the heart of Venice, and a lot of people would never spend $1,700 per night to stay here. But that's the beauty of points and miles, because they give you that opportunity to stay at places that you would never stay at, or fly airlines you would never fly with, or fly in business class if you would never fly business class. So this redemption, this is in November as well at the St. Regis Venice. So like I said, this hotel runs $1,730 roughly in Canadian dollars. You'll see the price on the screen is in euros. And they require 87,200 points for that reward night. So that works out to 1.97 cents per point. So you're getting almost 2 cents per point in redemption value here. If we multiply that by the 110,000 points from the welcome bonuses, you're looking at $2,169 in value, assuming that you redeem all 110,000 points at that 1.97 cent per point level. Again, some potentially huge value from the welcome bonus here. You know, even if you averaged it out, you probably, you know, if you got redeemed 87,000 at 1.97, and then, you know, your remaining 30,000 or 23,000 points, whatever it is, if you redeem a little lower, you're still, maybe you're gonna average out at 1.75 cents per point, which is amazing in terms of the Marriott program. And I'd be amiss if I didn't discuss one of the biggest benefits of the Marriott Bonvoy program, and that is the stay five, pay for four benefits. What happens here is when you redeem for five nights at once for one stay, Marriott will discount your overall price by the lowest points night out of those five. So you're basically paying for four nights, and that just extends the value of your points. Here's an example on the screen, just outside of Ottawa for five nights at the Town Place Suites by Marriott Ottawa Canada in October of this year. You can redeem 99,500 points for a stay that would be $1,541, and that's including your fifth night free for that 99,500 points. So this redemption works out to 1.55 cents per point. So when you take those 110,000 points and multiply it by 1.55, you are looking at $1,703 in value. So those are just three examples of potentially thousands of examples of where you can get value from these big bonuses. I think, as I mentioned in last week's video, even if you're maybe redeeming below 1 cent per point, 110,000 points, that's still a lot of value. It still would make these some of the best welcome bonuses, even if you're redeeming at, say, 0.7, 0.8 cents per point. You know, so basically, redeem for what makes you happy. If you want to chase the value, there are some examples where I'm showing you where you can get good value. I found Venice to be actually one of the places where you can get a ton of value. Some places like downtown Toronto and downtown Montreal, not so much for value. Those I'm finding a lot of times are below 1 cent per point. So, you know, you just have to do the research, look at the different hotels. But again, you do you. Redeem for the ones that make the most sense for you. Whether you're getting $1,000 in value, $1,500 in value, or $2,000 in value, if you're happy with that redemption, then that is the best redemption out there. So of course, to get this entire bonus, you'd have to hold on to the card for the second year, but that's not the only reason you hold on to the Marriott cards for just to get that extra bonus. You get the free night award starting on your first year anniversary with the card and then every anniversary after that. So let's take a quick look at how you get value from that as well. So right now on the screen is a one night stay at the Halifax Marriott Harborfront Hotel. The free night award you get from the credit card covers free nights up to 35,000 points, and you can top it off with 25,000 more points for a total of 60,000 points stay that you can combine the two. But you know, the Halifax Hotel here typically runs between 30 and 50,000 points. Here is Halloween night in 2026 for 34,000 points. So your free night award would cover it. You'd still have 1,000 points to spare. You're not going to get 1,000 points back or anything. What's the free night award, you know, whether you're redeeming for 25,000, 35,000, that free night award is used up. So here's 34,000. So you're almost pushing the full 35,000. The hotel night itself, $333 for that 34,000 points. So, you know, you've paid your second year annual fee of $120, and now you have a night at a hotel that's worth $333. So you're coming out ahead by $183 on the business card and ahead by $213 on the consumer card. And you get this award every year. And this is why people hold on to this card. That's why it's a keeper card, is just for that free night award, not to mention the everyday earn rates, the additional benefits. There's so much going on. I know I'm sounding like a car salesman here trying to sell you on this card because it is such a good card. We have it in our family. We use it all the time. A lot of the Rewards Canada community uses it. The Points and Miles community uses it just because it comes out with more value than what you pay for it. That's a good example there, is that Halifax Hotel. You know, that $333 all in, that is less than 1 cent per point. So if you're using points at that hotel, you would be getting lower value. But the free night award, you know, you kind of compare it more to just what the cost is and not so much a per point value. Of course, you can probably get more value. I've seen some hotels over $400 per night where you can get, you know, use your free night award without adding more points to it. But, you know, $333 to get for, a benefit you get on the credit card for $120, that is an awesome deal. So if I have done a good job of selling these cards on you, be sure to use Rewards Canada's link in the description below. That is how you support Rewards Canada's mission to bring in Canadians with the freshest, newest, and best and industry-leading coverage of loyalty programs and credit cards all for free. So thank you in advance to anybody and everybody who does choose to use our links to apply for these or any other credit cards that we talk about. So we're going to continue on with Marriott and Amex, but now we're not talking about the Marriott Bonvoy Amex cards. We're talking about Amex membership rewards cards, and the 30% transfer bonus to Marriott Bonvoy has come back. Yeah, this is that coveted transfer bonus that many membership rewards card members look forward to because it does provide a lot of value. Again, I'll tie it into some of the things I was just talking to. So from now until September 3rd, when you convert membership rewards points to Marriott Bonvoy, you will get that 30% bonus. So the standard transfer rate is 1,000 points to 1,200 Marriott Bonvoy points, or 1 to 1.2. And then they will give you 30% on top of that. So for 1,000 membership rewards points, you're going to get 1,560 Bonvoy points. So if we take my valuation of 1 cent per point for Marriott Bonvoy points, that is 1.56 cents in value per membership rewards point. So when you take into account the points multipliers that you receive on various Amex cards, this bonus does provide some amazing value. So, you know, all the cards have a base earn rate of 1 point per dollar, so you're getting 1.56 cents on those. But if you have a card like the Cobalt card, of course, the Cobalt card, you know, the 5x points on eats and drinks, you multiply that by the 1.56 and you're getting 7.8 Marriott Bonvoy points per dollar, or a 7.8% return on your spending at the 1 cent per point. But this is where we can connect to what I talked about just before this. You know, if we take that St. Regis Venice example of 1.97 cents per point, and you multiply that by the 1.56 points you get for a membership rewards point, you have 3.07 cents per membership rewards point in value. So on your base earn rates of 1 point per dollar, that's 3.07% return on spending. Not many cards are gonna give you 3% back on spending. Take the Cobalt cards 5x points, that is a 15.37% return on spending. No other card in Canada is going to touch that except for the Cobalt card itself. When you convert to other programs, potentially getting more value for business class flights with like Aeroplan, Flying Blue, British Airways. But this was also a discussion online that we had with, you know, I think I was on Reddit, where we were talking about the value, you know, is there more value in the airlines? There can be more value, but you know, chasing those business class seats can be difficult, especially if you're chasing for multiple people, three, four people. You know, it's gonna take a lot of points, number one, to get four business class seats on a flight, and to get four business class seats on one flight can be difficult. Whereas to get a hotel room for four people, I'm assuming like a family here, say two adults, two kids, to get one hotel room for a week, it can bring a lot more value. It can be a luxurious hotel room, and it's gonna take a lot less points than trying to get four business class flights for an entire family. So that's, you know, that goes back to one thing I've said probably now for close to 20 years. Do you want 7 to 10 hours of luxury, or would you like 7 days of luxury? So that's where this transfer bonus from Amex to Marriott just adds even more value, and a lot of people should consider, because it can be easier to get hotel nights than, you know, chasing multiple business class flights with an airline. Now, some of us, of course, are lucky enough where we spend enough on our credit cards, and, you know, of course, people churn cards and get all their different bonuses, where you can do both. You can redeem for business class flights, and you can redeem for your luxury hotel stays. And if you can do that, by all means, that's the way to go, of course. But for a lot of Canadians, it's gonna be one or the other. And the hotels, in a lot of cases, are a lot easier to achieve than multiple, say, business class flights. Now, I'm gonna go a little bit off here, but I think the closest you could come to in terms of value for another card that could match, or I guess closely match, like 15% on the Cobalt card with this Marriott bonus. Of course, remember, you're gonna get even more, possibly, if you get a higher redemption rate with Marriott or some of your airline options with business class. But the closest you can come to this would be the Avion Ion Plus combo, because the Ion Plus card earns 3 points per dollar. So if you convert your Avion Premium to Avion Elite, which is part of your Avion card, and then convert to British Airways, American Cathay, and get a high value redemption there, it'd have to be 5 cents per point redemption, times by that 3 times points, then you're getting your 15% return on that card combo. Now that's a lot harder to do. To push a 5 cent per point redemption, it's out there, but they are hard to come by. So that's why, you know, things like the Cobalt card, it's 15%. That's a lot more achievable, the 15% with the Cobalt card with Marriott and a lot of those things, than trying to push a 5 cent per point with the 3 points on the Ion Plus Avion combo. Now don't get me wrong, that's a great combo too. Honestly, carrying the Avion Visa Infinite and Ion Plus, or, you know, switching between the two like a lot of people do, but they, you know, they have the Avion card when they redeem, but only the Ion card when they're earning, those type of things, and having the Cobalt card, you're covering all your bases, right? You're covering all your potential options there, and you're earning a lot of points, and you're potentially earning a lot of rewards value as well. And speaking of RBC, Avion, and transfer bonuses, there's one more transfer bonus that kicked off this week. I believe we touched upon it in the video previously. There was just a prior notification, but now it's live. And there's a 15% bonus when you transfer RBC Avion rewards points to American Advantage. Yeah, so right now this has become an annual bonus in the summer. You convert your Avion Elite points, so your Avion Infinite, Infinite Privilege, those type of cards. So if you have Ion Plus, you have to have one of the Avion cards. So you can move your Ion Plus points over to there to take advantage of this transfer bonus. American is the only program in RBC Avion Rewards that is not 1-to-1. It's actually 1-to-0.7. So with this bonus, for every Avion point you move over, you're going to get 0.805 Advantage miles. Still a pretty decent deal, because American Advantage has some really nice sweet spots in redemption options, and a lot of times they don't charge a lot of fees on top of that. So it can be worthwhile to convert, even though you're not getting 1-to-1. You just have to make sure, you know, I would find the rewards first, find the value, and then do your transfer over, because Avion Rewards does have the 1-to-1 option to Cathay, has the 1-to-1 option, especially to British Airways, with the 30% transfer bonus when British Airways happens, and you can redeem those. You have to look at the whole picture of which one of these options works best for you and your reward goals. Will it be Advantage? Will it be British Airways? Will it be Cathay? And speaking of Cathay, it's possibly coming. This was posted on Aurora's Canada Hub, but we may see a 15% bonus. I know we talked about the 10% bonus in last week's video that Cathay is offering, but perhaps, I think, in sometime in September, we're going to see 15% from Avion's side. So when you convert Avion points to Cathay Pacific, there's gonna be a 15% bonus. This was posted on the Rewards Canada Hub. It's supposed to launch sometime mid-September and go to October, but RBC just had it up on their page for maybe a day, maybe even less than a day. They were doing some updates and now it's gone. So fingers crossed that bonus comes. And of course, if and when it does come, we will let you know right here on Rewards Canada. So before we go into loyalty and travel news, let's discuss the Rewards Canada 25th anniversary and our contests. So right now we launched a new surprise contest. They're not really surprises anymore, but we have our big contest each month and then our surprise contest. So with this month's surprise contest, we see Harbor Air return. You can enter for a chance to win a round trip flight for two on Harbor Air to anywhere they fly with their scheduled flights. You know, so from Vancouver to Victoria to Tofino, you name it. You can use this voucher for two people round trip flights. They're good for 1 year. So be sure to enter by August 13th. And then the voucher is good till August 13th the next year. So if you want to enter, the link to the contest will be in the description below. You have until 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time on August 13th to enter. And congrats to our latest winner who won the 250,000 Blue Rewards points. He said he's going to use them probably for flights to Taiwan, I believe he said. I don't have the email in front of me. He let me know that he watches our YouTube videos. So the gentleman from BC, Michael, if you're watching, congratulations again, and thank you for being one of our viewers on our YouTube channel. And why don't we continue our 25th anniversary with a new contest. This one is going to be a YouTube-only contest. So I have a pair of Plaza Premium Lounge Passes to give away. And this will be for our YouTube viewers only. You don't have to be a subscriber. It's actually, I think, against YouTube rules to force somebody to subscribe to enter a contest. So, I mean, I encourage you guys to subscribe to our channel, but I'm not telling you you have to enter this contest. So for a chance to win these passes, which are good for their Canadian lounges, I want you guys to leave a comment below on how you came across Rewards Canada. Did you find out about Rewards Canada right here on YouTube? Was it a Google search? Did AI tell you about Rewards Canada? Was it a friend? Was it one of our social media channels? Or perhaps you saw me speaking on, you know, TV, online, or, you know, on the radio or something like that. Let us know below in the comments on how you found out about Rewards Canada. I'll run this contest until August 14th, 2026, until 11:59 p.m. Mountain Time as well. This contest is open to all Canadian residents who are 18 years and older. So good luck, everybody, and leave your comments below with how you found out about Rewards Canada. So that brings us to loyalty and travel news. So this week, we saw Chexy and Aeroplan expand their partnership. So now you can do mortgage payments through Chexy, and you can earn Aeroplan points on those mortgage payments. So the way this works, it's not the traditional Chexy model of using a credit card to, say, pay your taxes or bills that don't accept credit cards, you know, paying your rent, those type of things. So this one, you have to link an actual bank, like a checking account, to Chexy, and then let your mortgage provider know that you're going to be paying through Chexy. And so they're basically just going to do your direct deposit for you. And in doing so, you're going to earn Aeroplan points, but Chexy is going to charge you 1.75% on top of that. So you're basically paying a fee through your checking to earn Aeroplan points on your mortgage payment. And the earn rates are one Aeroplan point for every dollar you spend. So you're paying 1.75 cents per Aeroplan point. Now that's lower than their buy points offers, even with the bonuses. Like the current 110% bonus is like 1.79 before taxes and fees. So that you're actually buying them for less than that. So this is a method to buy Aeroplan points. But of course you want to redeem for higher than that, like 2 cents or higher. I mean, technically you can do 1.751 and you're making money, but that's almost nothing. So I would say 2 cents or even higher, but even at 2 cents, the margin is not that big in terms of redemptions. And you're speculating here. You know, you would have to get 2 cents, but nothing's guaranteeing you to get 2 cents. So you're doing like a speculative buy on your Aeroplan points. But you will also earn one SQC, status qualifying credit, for every $5 in mortgage payments that are made via Chexy. So there's a little bit more value on top for that 1.75%. And that can actually be a good play if you are chasing a higher status level and you need to get that everyday qualifying portion of it to get you to a higher status level. You know, I probably wouldn't chase it for 25K, but I mean, you know, it's up to you guys. Like I tell everybody now, like I said in my last videos, you do you. If it works for you, do it. So that's a potential play there as well. So if you can redeem your Aeroplan points for more than 1.75 cents per point, then yeah, you know, it doesn't hurt to maybe go through Chexy and do your mortgage payments. You do have to be aware of things. You're now going through a third party and there's issues with payments, you know, payments being delayed or not making it through. That can mess things up. So just a lot of things to take into consideration. But yeah, it's one more option for earning more Aeroplan points. And next up in loyalty is something I think we covered probably about a year ago in one of our videos, and that is a SkyTeam Elite paid status match opportunity. So this one is from Kenya Airways Asante Rewards. I know we covered it on the website because I updated the blog post from last year to be the current blog post, but I'm pretty sure we covered it in a video. But so with this status match, it's a paid status match like a lot of the ones we've talked about. You can take like your Air Canada, Aeroplan status, WestJet reward status, and pay upwards of US$299 to get, you know, top end status with Kenya Airways, which is top end SkyTeam Elite Plus membership. So, you know, if you're flying SkyTeam out of Canada, Air France, KLM, Delta, having that top end SkyTeam status can get you some extra benefits when flying with those other airlines. But the reason why this has come back into the news is that they've upgraded the Accor Hotels option. So this Kenya Airways option has always had hotels, it's had airlines, it's had some credit cards. Now the credit cards and hotels could never match to the top end platinum level in Kenya Airways. But what they've done now is a special partnership, probably because they have an enhanced partnership between Kenya Airways and Accor Hotels, is that Accor Elites now can get the platinum status level in Kenya Airways Asante Rewards. So that's why this has come back to the news. This is why it's front and center again. Now here's my hope. I hope that this stays in place for a little while because us platinum card holders, we're getting Accor Gold status sometime later this year. So later on this year, you can take the Accor Gold status from your platinum card and hopefully get Kenya Airways platinum status by paying US$299. And you gotta remember, you're paying that because you're getting full status. This isn't a trial status match. This isn't a you get status for 90 days and fly with us and we'll extend your status. This is full-fledged status that you're buying for that US$299. So hopefully Amex gets that gold status happening soon for us platinum card holders, and people can jump on getting SkyTeam Elite status for what? Probably about $430 Canadian, $440 Canadian. So not a bad deal. Now here's the thing. You could already do it if you had Accor Gold before or Marriott Gold. The $299 can get you gold status in Kenya Airways as well. And gold status is already SkyTeam Elite Plus. So, I mean, technically it's already there. It's been there the whole time that you can get the highest SkyTeam status through this. But maybe you're somebody who travels to Africa quite a bit more. Maybe you're somebody who does fly on Kenya Airways. So this potential option to get platinum with Kenya may be a little bit of a better play for you. And the last thing, we're gonna look at some travel news, but it's of course related to loyalty as well. And that is Fiji Airways are upgrading their Vancouver to Nadi route to their Airbus A350. Yeah, so I mean, this route has seen that plane on occasion, maybe for a month or two here and there, but most of the time the route is flown with an A330. The A330 has their older seats, has the two and two business class, like two and two. They're not pods. The A350 is a much better upgraded interior with business class pods, bigger IFE, even an economy class. I think economy class seat pitch is the same across the old A330 and A350, but you get better IFE on the newer plane. So it looks like they're going full time with the A350 on this route. So this is great news, especially if you can find those business class flights. You know, Fiji Airways is part of the One World Alliance. So this is great for Alaska Airlines Atmos Rewards. It's great for American Advantage. I mean, Fiji Airways uses American Advantage as their loyalty program. They sunsetted their Tabua Club. It's probably been about a year and a half or so, maybe a year. I don't recall exactly the time, but yeah, Fiji Airways own program was sunsetted so they could join American Advantage. So of course you can use American Advantage miles on this. British Airways Avios, of course, as well, any of the One World, but then you can also earn and redeem WestJet points on Fiji Airways flights that you book through WestJet. As long as you do the WestJet code share flight number, you can earn and redeem WestJet points. So basically booking through WestJet, you can earn and redeem points on these Fiji Airways flights as well. But in terms of redemptions, I mean, the One World partners are great because they don't pass along huge fees on these Fiji Airways flights. So I have up on the screen, you know, Alaska Airlines Atmos Rewards, 37,500 points and what, $64 in fees for economy class, 75,000 points and $64 in fees for business class. That is amazing. Now, Atmos Rewards points are a little bit harder to come by. American Advantage, I believe they want it, I believe a little bit more than that. I think they're 40,000 miles economy, 80,000 for business. I don't have it in front of me. I'm just going from memory. Their fees are roughly the same. Now, Avios looks like it's the most. You know, say something like business class, they want 102,500 Avios for business class, but their fees are actually in Canadian dollars, not in US dollars. So you're actually paying less fees than, say, Atmos Rewards. And Atmos Rewards points are hard to come by, whereas Avios are not. So like, so Atmos Rewards, if you wanted that 75,000, you would have to convert from Amex to Marriott, Marriott to Alaska. And so you're losing some value there. You have to convert probably roughly about 120, 130,000 membership rewards points with this current 30% bonus that I talked about to be able to redeem for the business class with Alaska Airlines. Whereas, you know, Avios is only 102,500, so it's only 102,500 Amex membership rewards points. So that's actually a better redemption option, even though it looks higher. But in terms of your credit card points, it's the better deal. Same thing for RBC Avion rewards, you know, especially if they have that British Airways 30% transfer bonus, you're probably looking at, what is that, like about 80,000 Avion rewards points converted to 102,500. I didn't do the exact math. Somebody, if they want, they can do the exact math and put it in the description below. But as you can see, Avios, even though they're higher in terms of the amount of Avios they want, that does end up, I think, in terms of Canadian credit cards being the best deal to go that route, to go to British Airways if you want to redeem four flights on Fiji Airways. I'll put up on the screen, just here's a look at something like April of 2027. There's always good economy class availability. I shouldn't say always, but there's very good availability in economy class. Business class is harder to come by, but as you can see on the screenshot on your screen, that there are a few days where there's one business class seat. Now, I have come across quite a few times where there are two business class seats available. So always keep an eye on those. I do sometimes post these in our award availability alerts on the Rewards Canada Hub, so that you can always check that out as well. You know, just follow us there to find out if we do find some of these good business class redemptions on Fiji Airways. All right, so that brings us into Rewards Canada Bonus Blast. So the Bonus Blast is where we take a look at some of the more notable bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website over the past week. This week, we're going to kick it off with Blue Rewards. So their Blue Rewards shop, so this is their online shopping portal, they are offering up to 4,000 bonus points when you shop for back to school. Now, it doesn't have to be specifically for back to school, but that's what they're calling it. So this is a multiple vendor or merchant bonus. If you shop at one store, you're going to earn 800 bonus points. You shop at two stores, you're going to earn 2,000. You shop at three or more stores, you're going to earn 4,000 bonus points. Now, you just have to earn enough points in each to be able to get the bonuses. So their minimum is 16 points for $20, typically. Some vendors are a little different, but so if you earn 16 points at one store, you can get 800 bonus points. You earn that twice, you know, with two different stores, you get that 2,000, three stores, 4,000. So you could earn 4,000 points for as little as $60 in spending, and you're getting almost a 50% return in points, which is a really great deal. This offer runs until, September 7th, 2026. I do see that on my screen here. Now, also running congruent to this, there's a separate bonus for Amazon, which you can earn on top of this. With Amazon, they're offering 7 times Blue Rewards points on their eligible categories. As you're probably aware, when you shop online through Amazon, through these portals, there's only certain shopping categories that you can earn points on. So if you get one of those categories and earn the points, you can earn 7 times points on top of that additional bonus that Blue Rewards is giving. And then this past week, we had a whole slew of buy points offers come out from hotel programs. You know, Marriott Bonvoy is offering up to 50% bonus for buying points. Hilton Honors up to 100%. IHG One Rewards up to 100%. World of Hyatt is a 20% discount. And then you have GHA Discovery offering a 15% discount. I'm not going to go into huge details here, but always when you're buying these points, as long as you can redeem for more value than what you're paying for the points, it can make sense to buy those points. The GHA one is interesting because it's GHA dollars. You're buying $1 for 85 cents US. So you are discounting. You are getting that discount no matter what. That one's almost always worth it, as long as you know you're gonna have a GHA stay within 2 years, because you will lose those GHA Discovery dollars after 2 years. So I would only buy them if you know you're gonna stay at one of their locations. Unfortunately, here in Canada, we're only down to 3 GHA locations, but if you're traveling outside of Canada, you do have a lot more locations to choose from. I wanna touch upon that. I talked about this on my global website, frequentflyerbonuses.com. There's a huge bonus for the Ritz-Carlton Kyoto right now. 50,000 Bonvoy points when you stay at that hotel. It can even be a one-night stay. And this offer at 50,000 points, the rate runs about $47 US more than the non-member flexible rate. So basically you're buying 50,000 points for $47. That is a lot less than buying with a 50% bonus. With the 50% bonus, you're buying them at 0.83 cents US each. With an offer like this, you're paying 0.009, not even 1/10 of a penny. that you're paying for Marriott Bonvoy points. So as I tell a lot of people now, you know, if you are staying a lot at Marriott hotels, but and you're somebody who likes these buy points offers, look at the bonus points offers that they offer at a lot of hotels. In many cases like this one, they do cost more, but your per point cost for buying those points technically by paying more for your hotel is a lot less than actually buying points directly from Marriott. So that's your tip with loyalty programs, buy points offers, and bonus points offers on hotel stays for this week. And speaking of a hotel bonus, Hyatt's newest hotel that's going to be opening up here in Canada, the Clayfield in Niagara-on-the-Lake. We featured it in our annual look at new Hyatt hotels that are opening in Canada for this year. They are set to open this September, and they will be taking part in the World of Hyatt new hotel bonus, which is 500 bonus points per night. No registration is required. This offer runs until November 29th. And it starts on their opening date. The bonus shows August 26th, but when you go to their website, they don't show opening until September 18th. So it should be running from September 18th to November 29th. So yeah, you just have to book your stay. As long as your Hyatt number's on your reservation, you will get those 500 bonus Hyatt points per night. Remember to always check out the Rewards Canada bonus offers section before you book any travel, whether it's flights, hotels, car rentals, you name it. There are so many offers out there for people to earn more miles and more points so that they can end up redeeming for more rewards. If you're not doing that, you are leaving money on the table. So make sure that you always check it out at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html. A quick reminder that you will find links to all the topics we covered in today's video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody you think can benefit from the topics we cover here, and leave us a comment below whether you have a question on anything to do with loyalty and credit cards in Canada or globally. Or if you have a correction on something I got wrong. And in the case of this week's video, you really should be commenting with the answer to my question from earlier in the video so that you are entered for a chance to win those pair of Plaza Premium Lounge Passes. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis and our socials at Rewards Canada on most platforms on a daily basis, because there are things that we covered that do not make it into this video. And sometimes because they are short-term offers, there were a couple this week, they do not make it into our newsletter either. But at the very least, you should be subscribing to that newsletter so that every Friday you get a roundup of everything, points, miles, credit cards, you name it, happening in Canada for that week. And then on Saturdays is the Rewards Canada Bonus Bulletin. That is where we summarize all of the bonus miles and points offers we've added to the website for the past week. Those are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, so that you can redeem for more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in this week. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's Own, TWKOP.